Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 12. Today we got a very special guest, Zaria in the building, dig what I'm saying. Everybody give it a round of applause. Alright, so, you know, episode 12, Jamel, go ahead and get us started with get us going.
Alright, you know, I'm just going to jump right into it. Why do people cheat?
People cheat for many, many, many reasons.
What's the woman's reason in particular?
Oh, okay, from a female. Okay, I guess I could just speak for myself. Cause... Oh. Yeah. Okay. I cheated. Oh. I cheated before. I've only cheated twice in my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess because, like, I wanted, like, that person, the person that I cheated with, like, that attention. But I also wanted to, like, I wanted to have, like, two parts of attention. Mm-hmm. But I just made sure I was in a relationship with one so it can be consistent and then have my other on the side.
So it was more like a side type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Side bitch.
I was kind of thinking of it as for the woman's perspective. It's more like you're not getting something from another guy, from that guy, so you're trying to go to another.
That's basically what it is. I mean, in my opinion, when it comes to females, that's like when they cheat. When they cheat, it's like more or less of, damn, I'm not getting attention from this nigga, or he's not doing the right thing in a relationship, or he's not doing the stuff I want type shit. And like, I guess
so it's like the satisfaction or like, yeah, the needs.
It's like the needs, really. Dig what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not trying to, like,
I feel
make
like
it
men
seem
and
like,
women cheat for different reasons.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's anybody. Everybody has their own reasons for cheating and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. It could be,
well, everybody like, gonna have a reason.
Everybody definitely has a reason.
Do people
share? I feel
share
like women cheat because I wouldn't say they want more from the side. They just like that missing piece. And I feel like men just cheat. I feel like men cheat for sex. Different.
Well, you're not wrong.
Different sex. Like, I would say, like, it's different ways of cheating. It's not just sex. And I feel like men cheat to have sex with other women. I feel like women cheat because their man is missing something and it's not exactly sex.
Okay, well, I feel like that's really true.
Nah.
Well, let me say what I was saying.
Do you think?
I mean, have you ever heard of somebody like cheating on just to have another relationship and no sex?
Yeah, that is.
I just want another relationship.
That sounds like a sin move.
It does sound like a sin move, right there.
I don't think that's
like
a real thing.
Yeah.
So
what I was kind of got to get into based off of that, I forgot exactly what I was about to say.
Basically, what I was about to say was like, I've cheated before. I mean, you know. I ain't finna say everybody's cheated in their past and time of third, but you know, people that have cheated, you know how that shit go.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when I did cheat, I cheated like, I ain't even gonna count, like two times in my whole life. Hold up. I'm not finna count. Anyways, so I recall this one time I cheated. Basically, the only reason why I cheated is because I wasn't getting what I was, you know, I wasn't getting the love, the same love I was putting in a relationship type shit.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, if I get in a relationship, I expect, you know, it to be 50%, 50%, or 100%, 100% type shit. So if I'm putting in 150% and you only putting in like 75%,
it's not gonna work out.
Wait, but if you cheat, that means you wasn't giving your full 50% either.
Honestly,
technically you're not wrong, but.
Like, I can admit, like, when I cheated, it wasn't exactly like me having sex with somebody else. It was like me texting somebody else because I wanted that attention.
So you're more of an entertainer.
Yeah, like, all right, I needed that entertainment that the person I was dating wasn't giving me. Well, it was giving me, but it wasn't giving me enough. So I was like, all right, let me seek attention from this other person. It was like, okay, I don't want sex from you. I want attention from you.
That's the thing,
you're not giving me enough attention.
Like, we talking about cheat. cheating in general or like
cheating in general? Cause yeah, I mean, like either way, entertaining is still cheating.
Yeah, it's different ways of cheating.
People have different definitions of cheating. Yeah, you can look at somebody and niggas be like, "What the fuck is you cheating for?"
Like, yeah, that's what I'm like. All right, so that's kind of what I was kind of getting to too. But I mean, cause like I didn't really think entertaining was really cheating per se, cause I ain't stick my dick in nobody. So that's why I was kind of like, I mean, when I look back at it, it still was bad. What all happened and everything like that, and how everything transpired, it was still pretty bad. Mm. But at that time, I was just like, I mean, I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, some people think like texting somebody else or like being on the phone with them all the time is not cheating. And it's just like,
it is.
I ain't even gonna cap. Some of y'all girls be on the phone with my friends. Mad,
it would just like,
and y'all got whole boyfriends. I ain't finna say nothing though.
It is crazy.
I
don't understand how like you can get on the phone with somebody and like talk about your significant other. Cause I'm just saying, I said somebody.
Who's in the wrong though?
Yeah. It be boys and girls. Cause like, how you get on the phone with somebody that's not your significant other and talk about your significant other or like say this at a third, but like
talking shit too, be telling the business
and you like do it with no effort at
no
that.
Effort type shit, like
that's some wrong stuff.
I'm not trying to throw myself in that category. Me, I don't like being on the phone anyways, so I'm not finna call you. I'll probably like you might get a text if you know if I really fuck.
No,
with you.
I'm total opposite. I hate texting.
Hate texting? Oh, man.
I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm a bad texter because I'm actually a really great texter. But like, I got too many friends who don't want to call me. Yeah. Well, I just thought I should shoot you. Well, I just thought I'm not gonna respond because you should have shown me a call.
Is there like a more like I care more if I call?
I don't know, that's why I feel like that's what they look at it as. That's what females look at it as. Like, if you care, if you're gonna call, they show that you care a little bit more. You're putting in a little bit more effort.
Yeah.
I don't see it like that because I'm like, I mean, I'm more of a, if I fuck with you, we gonna see each other in person.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather see you in person
because
females like that too, but then you gotta realize, like, let's say, like, both of y'all working and y'all, like, on days that you're off, she gotta work. Days that she's off, you gotta work. And it's like, okay, y'all can't see each other. But like, shoot me a call. Like, if I text you and be like, hey, babe, I'm on break. Like, I expect you to call me and be like, okay. And then we have a conversation, so I'm off of break, vice versa. But if anything, I would prefer a call over text. Like, anybody can shoot you a text. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna always answer when everybody calls me.
Shit, if Donald Trump texted me, I'll respond.
I swear to God, I wouldn't. I'd be like, nigga, what you doing? Like, fucking up.
But if you really does them, love them, you would make time for them?
It's coronavirus, man.
We in a pandemic right now.
We in a pandemic. Well,
it's kind of rough.
Tomorrow, supposedly, we all.
That's only a little bit. But backtracking a little bit, if a woman really feels like that, why won't they just talk to the nigga? No cap.
Nobody talks to her.
I
did kind of wonder.
Because if you're going to go around and do that, I'd rather for it, like, to get talked to, like, hey, look, bro, you ain't doing this right. You need to get back to it. As a man, that shit would motivate me. Like, that shit would be like, all right, let me get my shit together. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm not doing right.
Type shit, like, That could be on both sides of the spectrum for real, like for dudes and girls. Cause I know dudes that'll do the same thing that'll like, I don't know, like I ain't trying to say no names or nothing, but like, damn, can be some simp ass niggas out here.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then like they're like, oh, they'll let that girl do this, that, and the third. It's like, oh, she doing this.
She doing it. Like, I mean, some people just like to go outside like that. They like that. As long as they know that they still got their girl at the end of the day, I mean, I guess it don't really matter to them.
If
my girl is texting me and I know she's getting the backs while she's texting me and stuff like that, I'm like, why are you texting back so slow? That shit'll fuck me up a little bit.
I'm pulling up.
I was gonna say all cheaters are messy, but no, that's not really the case. But I'm saying if you do cheat, I don't fucking know.
Why cheat at all?
I don't even know where I'm finna go with this, cause
honestly,
I mean, you do just got some cheaters who are messy, like they're really open about it, like like, you know, you got those like those ghetto ass girls who be like, yeah, I fucked your nigga, this and that.
That's
and be
crazy.
Like, why would you openly want to say that?
Had
why
your
would
baby
you
daddy eat my ass?
That's what I, like. it's just like that comes back to like what I was talking about, like where you putting your information out, like out.
Mm-hmm. You can't be telling people like business like that. I don't
know.
Niggas be going fake on themselves
for real.
No,
okay.
Yeah, man. Like she ain't wet like it used to be though. Yeah. Yo, shit is like that.
Damn.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? You can't be sneak dissing your girl like that if she got.
That's some bitch shit for real. If you sneak dissing on your shorty to another girl.
That's what I said. I do not like to go into social media shit. I like to be told what I'm doing, what's going on, told that shit straight up, so then I can handle it right then and there. I don't want the whole borough in my business.
That's what I'm saying. Talk to me straight up. Like, if you got a problem about what I've been doing or some shit, text me. Shoot me a text. Call
I don't
me
like when
shit.
People take their beef social media.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm not finna.
It's like they trying to get a scene. I'm like, bro, because exactly. I mean, honestly, shouldn't even respond to that.
Fuck
type
a,
shit
fuck
like
a
that.
Little like screenshot on your post, going back on my shit, reposting that shit, right? Typing my fucking response. I'm gonna text you personally. Like, what's up with this?
What's up with this, bro? Like why you say that right there?
I would just like.
Get the conclusion right there. I'm telling you, that could end a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff, man.
Like, niggas could probably, like, live.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Niggas are getting killed because misunderstanding,
some
man.
Shit, like,
some he shit, some niggas playing telephone.
Yeah, he said, she said type shit. Like, I ain't never was one to believe what another nigga told me or another girl told me. Like, what another, some, you know, I want to hear it from the source type shit. Like, if the person that you're saying did this, if that person that's coming to me and, like, telling me what's up, then. I'm not gonna believe it. That's just me, though.
Yeah, man, say, man.
But yeah.
So, that's y'all perspective. Wait, we probably ain't really get your exact.
Because y'all
perspective.
Kept talking over me.
You gotta jump in there.
You gotta
bro.
Jump in there, boy. You gonna keep going.
Now, what I was saying is like, well, I feel like y'all already got so off topic, man. I don't want to go back to.
No, we still on the same topic, boy.
I don't know, but I was gonna say, why wouldn't you just talk to the significant other?
Yeah,
like before. Doing any of that to make it work out.
Niggas don't like what you gotta realize about the world is nowadays.
Or if you're not trying to work it out, then just end it.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you get in a position where you don't know if you wanna like fight to keep making it work, or you don't know if you're dragging it on. So you just like do a little bit of both.
That's
and
the
then
gray area right there, though. Like, why not go ahead and just talk that shit out?
That's back where I'm saying, where I'm like, if you putting in 50% or you putting in 100%, they only putting in.
You
got
to really.
But
find
that's
out.
Just like no, because that's just like if somebody is dating AJ and she'd be like, okay, AJ, you don't text me enough or you don't call me enough. And then he start being consistent with it. Like, he start calling, he start texting, and then give it about 2 weeks and that shit start wearing like off and he going back to the same thing.
I do get that right there.
Oh, sorry.
Are you sure?
So you just, like, wasted, like, right 2 weeks because you was letting it drag on and you ain't know if it was good or not.
Hey, man.
So why don't you just break it off?
And that's kind of weird because, I mean.
Some people just want a companion. Some people just want, like, something.
It's,
like,
I don't even think it's even that.
Some people don't know when to give up.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, yeah.
And is that the person cheating or is that the person?
No, I feel like that's just any. Like, sometimes, like, you feel like. Like I said, that's why I said this last episode, like, right person, wrong time. You feel like it's the right person, y'all just not on the same level.
Y'all not on the same page type shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes people wait until it gets bad for them to break it off. Like, it's okay to, like, end shit off on good terms, to be like, okay, we both understand
be
that
cordial.
This isn't gonna work. You know, be cordial. Nah, you know, y'all just wait till, you know, fuck you or fuck you, and then,
shouldn't get to that
boom, point. Y'all beefing forever.
All right, so
for what?
What if... So you do want to break it off, but the other person's like, I don't want to. Like,
hate
I
to say it, hope I don't sound ridiculous. But you gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, how's that? How do you take that?
It's more like it all depends if you're going to a type of extreme because of that person doing that. Like, you're trying to do something to get attention so that person will try to stay with you or something like that, or won't necessarily go through with their actions.
It's like running into a brick wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I know people like that. Sad.
What should happen in that scenario, I guess?
I mean, that scenario, you gotta be blunt, bro. You gotta put
your
nuts on the table,
like,
and tell them what the fuck is up.
If you feel like
how
that,
you feeling?
Put your nuts on the table.
Which you said, if you feel like this choice is like, it's gonna better you or better like y'all for the future, then like, do that shit. Make that choice. But like, some people don't, like, you know, like, don't have the grapes, I guess.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm gonna put my foot down, this not right. You know, like, I don't like how I'm treated or some shit like that. Like, I'm ready to just really just be on my lonely type shit.
I mean, because some people do just need to take that little bit of time to be by themselves and really assess the situation. Because some people hop into stuff a little too fast.
A little, way too fast. Like, they're like, jump head first.
And like, mm-hmm. They don't even know what the fuck. I'm like, damn. Honestly, it's too late now.
I did have another thing too. I wanted to say, so I remember, you know that TV show we watch, right?
Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what happened?
I ain't gonna catch with you. That show is. You already finished it.
Yeah.
I thought you already finished.
I've been on the last episode for like 3 days.
I felt that because I just finished the last episode earlier today.
Yeah, I finished it last night.
But all right, so you know, in like the fourth episode when they do that, have you seen it? Right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I haven't.
When they go to Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, what do you think about that scenario?
I don't know. That part kind of had me a little confused because I was like, how the hell y'all get to here to hell?
Yeah,
but I don't know, but you can tell like as the show like goes on, like you can see like where it connects and like their energy.
Yeah it does. But I mean, so she cheated, right?
She
cheated on the, like, the guy.
She did cheat on the guy.
But what if it's for somebody like...
But I mean, like, I give her her props because when she came back home, she was like, we can't be together. Yeah, like, you know, you don't make me happy. He didn't like that shit, but he took it as it was.
Yeah.
That nigga did not accept it, though. No,
that's what I was trying to say, but, like, I mean, what if that is the case? You find somebody that you really do like that, like feel something whole differently
in the moment,
but you're already with somebody else. It's just best to be real, man.
So but before anything, should you break it off?
Yeah, definitely.
No.
What? No. What do you mean?
You gotta make sure them feel
that's when
real.
It get no that's when it get you gotta, well yeah you do, because sure it could be in a moment real. Type shit. I do understand that right there.
Feelings is real, because like it'd be dumb as hell, like, damn, I'm with this girl that I actually love, you know, I actually know what's up with her, then like, oh, I think I like this shorty right here, I think. Fuck around, you break it with her, then you get with her. Next thing you know, she's a succubus.
But
then
it's still, is that not cheating?
That's still cheating.
But you realize if you do something in the moment, and like, you know, like energy is there, that means like the person that you're dating doesn't have that same vibe that the person that you just had a moment with.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying.
So like, even though it do be in the moment, you knew what the hell you was doing, even though it was in the moment, because you know the shit you had on before you was in the moment with that person.
Exactly.
Damn. Facts, right?
That's facts right there. Hey,
next
amen. Say, man.
Next caller. She ain't doing shit for me.
But I guess on to something, I guess a little bit more lighter. I know everybody got them. What's some kinks y'all got, man? People got. I know some people got some wild ones, real wild ones. And I'm straight up going to say it. I like to get my neck kissed.
Whoa!
I know it sounds plain, but like, hey, man, say, man.
I don't like.
You don't like to get your neck kissed.
We
talked about this before.
I swear that you did.
I'm not finna get into it. That's I'm not finna get. Cause we did talk about it on a long previous podcast.
I don't know, man. Get your neck. I don't know. It's just, I guess the tingle, man. It's a tingle, bro.
That's what like, I don't
you,
like.
You like that?
I don't like.
I mean, I like
I'm
it.
Like, what the fuck is my neck, dude?
I mean, it make me feel feminine.
So it make you feel. I'm telling you,
it's not like. When you think about like who usually get the neck kiss.
See, that's what we were talking about last episode, AJ. You feel like you're not comfortable with your sexuality.
Whoa.
You have to realize, let's say you're what, okay, your wife. Mm-hmm. Let's say your wife.
Yep.
In the future, you know, you're going to have a wife, you're going to have kids, y'all are going to get married. No, but let's just use the scenario.
All right, go ahead.
When you're in love and y'all have children, you know, y'all done already got past that age, you're going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck up.
Once you get comfortable enough, you're going to do anything.
Well,
bro, that's what the fuck I've been saying. That's what I literally been saying. I was like
I would,
all right, so I mean,
but I'm assuming
anything.
You're just saying for
anything.
Now, like, I was like, you don't like your neck
for
kiss.
Now, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
anything to make it work, bro. You, if you're really trying to grow old with somebody, you're gonna do whatever it takes. You know, you like this person's like,
a
you at least try
everything.
It. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. Like,
so,
I mean,
all right, is pegging involved in this?
Bro, y'all always keep trying to.
I'm just trying to say, like, is that anything? Is that in the table?
Yes, I mean, I feel like that should be in the table. My girl wants to feel like she's in charge.
I feel like there's a difference between you kissing me on the neck and then you getting fucked with a strap on.
Hey, man, say, man. We
okay,
talking about.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that is two different things. It is two different.
Because I swear it was like kind of like in the same scenario, right?
I mean, somewhat. But I mean, if you really love somebody, bro, if you really love your wife, your wife is already. This is all like. Four funny moments.
Okay,
like,
I got like separate bucket lists and like places I want to go, like sexual shit. Pegging is on my bucket list.
Whoa.
Like,
hey man,
it is.
Like pegging your husband or like
Like, a random. I wasn't to say anybody, because that's crazy.
Can you just imagine random? Just random. Fuck me.
Hey, you. Hey, you fellow. Hey,
let me
pay
you with an ass.
Hey, come here real quick. You want some money, bro? what I gotta do? Man, look, bro. I got
let
this
me just 10-inch
python. I'll put it in your ass real quick, bro. Let me put it in your ass.
Like, 10-inch python? I don't think I can take that.
It's like, oh, bro. How much money you need, bro?
He just, like, starts, like, counting the stacks.
He's like, all right, man, whatever you say.
Tell me when to stop.
Just tell me when to stop.
You better loop it up. Nah, nigga, I'm spitting on it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Man. Hey, man, say, man. That's
terrible. I'm using sawdust.
But, I mean.
I don't know. I guess we can leave. We can leave Pagan out of this. We can leave Pagan out of this.
Well, I was going to say something. Like, what type of partner would you need for that, though?
You would need somebody. I mean, somebody open-minded, period. As long as you got open-mindedness inside of your
relationship. For the male, or does it matter?
Both. It has to be open-minded from both of you.
Because I feel like that's only.
And you have to be comfortable with your sexuality.
Wait
man.
Up. All right. Is that weird if the guy wants to do it? Like, he brings up the idea?
All right. See, man,
I don't
that's
think it,
where
okay.
it's.
I don't think it is. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not another dick.
Yeah.
And it's not a male doing it to you. It's your wife. Like, you realize, like, on Pornhub, like, how many, like, wives be, like, pegging the husband, and he just, like, let that shit flow. Like, all right, put it in my ass.
Amen, say man.
Amen, say man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys say about that, man?
I mean, as far as kinks go, I ain't really got too many good kinks for real. I mean.
You like to, like, people to rub your elbow? You like an elbow type of nigga?
Nah. Rub my back.
I get your back rubbed?
Yeah, my back rubbed.
I don't even like it. I got, all right, so this is weird spot on my back. Like, when I be touching or something like that, like my shit, my whole shit, like, convulse. My whole back just, like, crunch up like that.
Like, bro. A nerve or some shit.
I don't know what the hell it is. I might need to get it checked out. But, nah, that's one of my biggest ones. The biggest one is the neck kiss right there, man.
I'm just paranoid for everything, bro. Kings is, like, they come with a lot of, like, responsibility.
Trust.
Oh, earlobe.
Let's see. What are my kinks?
Oh, kinks?
Kinks.
Wait. Kinks.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
I mean, it's like... Kinks? I'm thinking kinks, but I'm thinking like some like extreme shit. Okay, go ahead. Y'all can take it.
Oh, man.
That can go with kinks.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying. I'm thinking
just
about some extreme
bro.
Kinks.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Hey,
that's
mine.
I have a lot of kinks.
Let's get top five.
Top five? Okay.
Damn.
Is that a big list? That's only five.
Okay, I can do top five. My ears. Okay, my ears. Like the top part of my back. I'm really into bondage.
What do you think is looking at each other? Oh my god.
What was that, four?
What was that? I think that was
three.
Okay, that was three. I wouldn't say that I'm not big on that kissing, because I am, but that's not like. I feel like that comes with,
you know,
like touching, like just like touching me, like in general, and like my toes. That's it.
Oh man,
that's toes. It.
I like back massages.
That's what I'm saying.
My back, baby.
Like I
wouldn't say that I'm really big on back.
I just wish I had pretty feet. If I had pretty feet,
jump
I'd
on
be
my
into
back,
toe stuff.
If I could do toe porn, I would.
Yeah, I got some raunchy looking feet.
I don't
toes,
do
man.
Toe
hey, bro, I got my top five, bro.
What's your top five?
Like, to get me in the mood type shit. You flash some money at me. I'm rock hard.
What if he shows you a black card?
Like,
Ooh, well, I'm taking out my pants. Well, already. No matter where we at,
stop
what?
Stop coming me wet.
You make me wet, what? Motherfucking that gas. You know, that FF get me hard. You know, horny and shit. I'm playing. I'm listening. I'm still playing.
He was so serious.
I was being so dead ass. But I don't really got no kinks, bro.
Oh, you sound like a plane. You sound like
a
regular plane
ass
missionary
nigga.
Ass nigga.
I don't know.
Why do you always use that?
I'm a plane
missionary
ass
nigga, man.
I'm not.
I just don't think I have regular sex and do regular shit like.
To have a.
I've been
like,
thinking long. Out the box for so long, so it's like, what the hell?
Hey, man, say man. You ain't got so your only one
no,
is the.
Yeah,
the back
I guess
to the,
that's it.
All right, back to the bondage thing. So I mean.
We wouldn't even
bondage.
Oh, like I was talking about getting tied up.
We're doing something else.
Yeah, like being tied up.
Being tied up. Like to the point where it's uncomfortable?
Like you're I've always been breathing for air.
You know what them little white girls be doing? They be like tied up on the ceiling and shit with their arms behind their back. Oh, like
bending stuff?
Yes.
On a ceiling fan?
Like she just rotating.
Yeah, they wrap them up. They got their arms and their legs like all bondaged up and stuff like that. And then they put them on a.
Yeah, and it's like, it's different ways to be tied up. Like, don't tie me up on a damn ceiling or anything like that. Nothing like that. But like, you know, like the regular, like you're in doggy style. Your legs tied up, arms tied up, or you can connect them together.
Oh. I'm going to tie somebody to the bed and just whip them. Or like a whip. Maybe. Like I'm talking like slavery whips. Whoosh.
Dude, that.
Okay. I'm talking, they screaming.
Have a girl call you master and shit.
Oh, God, call me master. I don't know what you mean. Pick that cotton, baby.
What the fuck?
Have a girl all natural.
Nigga got too in character. Got carried away.
Got the hat on.
Got the hat on.
Sipping the sweet.
Got the straw in your mouth. Shit.
Yes. But how would you feel if she started just saying chlamydia, chlamydia?
Oh man,
is that what you said last time? Like that was just
a safe word.
Safe word. Oh my god!
Have y'all ever had a safe word?
Now we were talking about complex.
I want some like if I'm gonna do it, it's gotta be big, man. It's gotta be something long, like xylophone,
iridocyclitis,
arachnophobia.
I forgot what I said last time. I think I said nachos.
Nachos. Nachos, I can't even. It's got to be something I can imagine.
I've never had a safe word, but
no.
I've
but what video, would like?
What my safe word be?
Like something you like guess you. He said something like you wouldn't say in a bedroom, like chlamydia.
Yeah.
Start yelling.
That's gonna throw me off.
Exactly.
That's what I'm like, nigga. What?
Chlamydia.
AIDS.
Syphilis. I think it was syphilis. It was syphilis.
Gonorrhea.
Safe word. Safe word. Damn, I gotta think about that.
Hot dog, black bass.
How would you feel if they just ignored your safe word, though?
Oh, dude, that scared the fuck out of me.
I would be like
chlamydia. Give it to me.
Oh man.
I'm like, oh, good oh, damn.
Wait a damn minute. Wait a minute.
Just all
she went back like, hey.
Just did it with the look. Oh man.
Right. Oh God! I...
but anyway, there's something I did want to talk about, and I'm pretty sure you know, because I mean, yeah, AJ knows. Everybody should know.
Let me see what you're talking about, bro.
You should know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody. All right. Well, nah. What we wanted over here is that the slap.
Oh, okay.
Chill!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I told Jamel that I would tell the story.
Can I play the video?
I thought it was...
No!
I thought it was the thing on Victoria's, bro. The little... I was like, what? Why is that on there? Oh, no.
Man. Okay, this was last year during spring break. The night... Okay. Oh, God. Gonna go a little fit. Okay, fuck it.
Just don't say no names.
Yeah, don't say no names.
Fuck it, we ball. I ain't gonna say no names. Okay.
Just said a letter at her name.
No, okay, that's gonna give it away.
OD it is.
Anyways. So, it was me, my cousin, Ivory, and then another person.
Hey. Fuck you, we ball. Keep it going.
But everybody... Oh, wait. Okay, everybody knows about him. Nobody knows about the missing person. Nobody don't know. Well, okay, AJ might know because he's an asshole. But anyways, it was supposed to be a three-day event.
Oh, the
fuck?
Okay, it was supposed to be a three-day event. The first day, it was supposed to be one of my homegirls and then a guy. They was going to do what they got to do in the back room. Me, whatever. Okay, blah, blah, blah. The night before the slap video happened, I sent one of them a video of this white girl getting smacked on Pornhub. But, like, she was on top of him, and she smacked him. Well, he smacked her, and it was, like, it was a hard-ass slap. I was like, oh, shit. But when she tried to smack him back, she missed.
I seen that video. I know exactly what you're talking about. I seen it. It's funny as hell. She was like,
and then she missed
that nigga.
And he was like, okay. He was like, do you want to try that? I was like, no, I'm just saying it's funny. Okay. So we get there. Well, not we get there. So we're in the bed. We're in the bed, whatever. We're fucking, and somebody else is recording us. That person.
Cameraman. Who's behind the camera?
Yeah, the camera. Okay, the cameraman. The cameraman wanted to join in.
All right, y'all. That was another episode of 720 Podcast.
Oh. Oh my god!
But it didn't happen because he was camera. I was like, "What the hell?" Anyways, so you know, as the video, as y'all seen, we're in missionary, and he's like, he's just like looking at me, like he's giving me that look.
He's like,
and he's giving me that damn look, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just going with the flow. You know, it's just in the moment. And then he chokes me, and then he smacks shit out of me. I was like, oh. Like, I couldn't do nothing. I was like, this nigga really just smacked shit out of me. And then the cameraman, if y'all heard it in the video, the cameraman was like, the cameraman said, what the fuck was that? He was like,
when they just showed it to me, I ain't gonna lie to you, it was the most disrespectful slap I've ever seen in my whole time.
Like, have y'all ever seen, like, my face in a video? I was like...
It looked like you liked it.
And everybody was like, did you like it? And I was like, no.
Bro, it looked like you liked it, bro. It looked like you bitching.
As soon as we got done recording, I was like, why the fuck did you slap me? He was like, I thought you wanted that. I said, no.
Amen.
I did not want that.
That boy was excited.
When we got back from school, his little lunch crew showed him the video. Was like, yo, this is what happened during spring break. I'm like, okay, did you show anybody the video? Like, okay, we have multiple videos. Out of that video, that's the only one that got out. And I was like, shit don't make no sense. So that whole week, everybody was like, yo, did you hear about Zari's video? I'm like, ah, shit. I'm like, okay, let the whole week go by. Everything dies down.
Wait, did you know which one it was?
Yeah, I knew which one it was.
Okay.
And so, okay, give it 2 weeks. 2 weeks, nobody's talking about it. I'm at work, I'm cleaning up, I'm about to clock out. I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. Like, this was like the first time that I just happened to not be on my phone at all during work. Like, no breaks, no nothing. Clock out, check my phone. My exes are texting me. Like, my homegirls are texting me. Everybody's texting me. And the only thing I think about is, you got out, Zari. Bitch, you got exposed. Like, your video is out. And, like, one of my exes texted me and was like, oh, this is how you going? I was like, no. I was like, shit. And so, called a dude. I was like, what the fuck? And, like, I had to tell my dad. My dad is my best friend. I tell him everything, especially in this case. Like, I was like, Dad. I was like, what the hell? I was like, Dad, I'm ready for work. I was like, you can pick me up from work. And I was like, I got to tell you something. He was like, is it about a boy? I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, y'all seen the video.
He was like, did you get her some shit? I was like, yeah. Got in the car, told him what happened. He was like, you fucking dummy. How? I was like, and I didn't even go to school that next day.
Oh, man.
I didn't even go to school like that next day. I was like, I can't. I was like, too much shit going on. I cannot go to school that day. I came back to school the next day. My friends coming up to me, hey, Zari, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I was like, don't give me that sip-ass shit. I'm fine. And, I mean, I was perfectly fine with it. Like, I didn't cry about it or anything. I was like, I mean, what can I do?
It is what it is. It is.
Like, some people knew it was me. Some people didn't know it was me. And I was just like. Mm.
You think they cared more about it getting out there or the slap?
It was the slap.
It was definitely the slap.
It was a slap.
I mean, if they saw anything else, they would have been like, okay, yeah, nothing new.
That's nothing new. We see that every day. It was a slap that got me.
Yeah, it was a slap that was like, oh, shit. Like, smacked the fuck out of her. Like, that shit.
Yeah, that was OD.
Anyone threatened
someone? I was lost for words. And I was like, oh, my God.
I was so angry. I was like, it took me some time to get over it. Like, every time I saw him, I would threaten him. I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Like, like, it was straight hatred. And then, like, this year, it was like, we're in class. We have class together. And then people who have the video, still have the video, are in class with me. Jeez. Like, one day, we were, like, having a regular conversation about, like, kinks and sex. And he was like, yo, Zari, you remember when we smacked shit out of you? I was like, why would you want to talk about that? Like,
for niggas in my school, crazy.
In my head, I was like, okay, bitch, it's only two ways you can react. You can, like, stop talking, or you can just like go with the flow. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I don't care. Yep, let's talk about it. I done told them the story. They like, damn, shit crazy.
It is crazy.
It's only so much I can say. Shit crazy. I never thought I would go outside like that. Spring fucking break.
Damn.
It happens to the best of us.
It's a year to remember.
But I guess.
Remember none. Go ahead.
All right. So it's been something on my mind. It's been really on my mind.
Oh, shit.
Not on my mind particularly, but just based off of a conversation I had with AJ and Josh and stuff like that, and stuff they would tell me about. Why are girls so attracted to hood niggas? ain't shit ass niggas, period.
Okay.
Honestly. Just fill me in, please.
It's the thrill.
The thrill?
The thrill.
They could get cute and they like that.
Okay. I don't know. I can speak for myself because I don't know everybody reasoning. I guess this can also fit in the category of kinks.
Mm-hmm.
More like a dangerous side, like that thrill of like doing dangerous shit, like ride or die type shit. I mean, a non-hood nigga can do that, but it's like the fact that a hood nigga lives that lifestyle, and it's like, okay, you know, like I want to see like what you do. Like in a day, how you move. And it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I personally prefer hood niggas, but I do like guys who like
hood niggas.
Live life on edge. Like you don't gotta be a hood nigga to live. Not even live life on edge. Like
niggas are trying to make it to 21. Jesus Christ.
Bro, peep game. Because girls do the same thing. When you ask them the same question, they be like,
I don't really like hood niggas per se, but.
I'll be like, what are you talking about?
Some shit like
girls fucking nowadays, they'll get wet when you put a gun in their face.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna kill me.
You gonna blow my brains out.
Oh, you gonna kill me? Please do.
Fucking. That last girl got shot. He's playing with the gun also. Bow.
It's like, damn.
Straight up blaster.
Goofy. I just want to live their lifestyle or something like that.
I mean,
I wake up.
I don't say that I want to live their lifestyle. I don't want to wake up to a gun beside me.
Just in fear, constant fear. That's kind of, I mean, why not go get the educated niggas?
I'm cool with the educated niggas. Like, I can fuck with that. But it's like that's just like saying, like, I don't want a hood nigga, but I have hood friends. Like, I don't want to date them. I don't want to be with them every single day. But it's like, I know when I want to have a fun day, I can be like, all right, what the fuck y'all on today? Like, boom. But I don't want to, like, date you and, like, spend the rest of my life with you. Like, you can set me up at any time.
That's true. Don't worry about
somebody. I'm gonna bet I have some policy.
Yeah, what if they were like, we're going to hit this lake.
About to hit this lake real quick. You going to ride with us?
They go into, like, a store, pull out the shotgun.
Everybody get the fuck down.
Like, damn, a shotgun?
You're just in the car? You didn't even know about this, too.
I was like, man, what the? Then that's when you end up going to jail, bro. Guilt by association.
Okay. Never mind.
No, they'll get you.
I'm saying, like, they ain't get your ass. I'm saying you can't be with a dumb group of niggas.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, so what if y'all were in that situation, though?
I mean, like,
somebody's robbing somewhere.
Yeah, you didn't even know. You're like, we're gonna stop real quick.
Shh, I run, bro.
You get out the car.
I get the hell out the car, yeah.
I mean, but, like, they already pulled up, man. They got the mask on.
Oh, man.
But, like, that's another thing. Like, if you a real hood nigga, you're not just going to expose that. Like, you're not just going to be on the phone and be like, yo, I'm a hood ass nigga. I'm from here. I'm from there. Like,
they're on live.
You really not going to do that.
Like I said earlier, niggas be going fit. I don't know why they be doing that. They be like, oh, yeah, I'm about this, I'm about that. Putting a gun.
But, I mean, if you real and you say to yourself, whether you hood or not, you going to keep shit on the low.
Oh, yeah,
like, even regular, quote-unquote, educated niggas can do wild shit and still be on the low. Like,
Niggas don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of niggas that'll record themselves doing drive-bys and shit like that, or they home in there and facing it and everything. Like, that shit get out to the wrong people, man.
That shit not cool.
You do that shit to be cute. You not thinking. But real people that be thinking, they know what's up.
I don't know.
They keep their shit on low. They don't get caught.
Half the niggas from the borough ain't really, you know, game banging like that. They
a lot of these niggas soft.
Yeah, what do you think about these people? Your face.
Here y'all fucking
from the borough.
All these.
Yeah, these are they real?
Think some real gangsters out here.
Nail one of them. I can say that from the bottom of my heart.
Hey,
I can say, man. Yeah, 720, the realest niggas I had. No cap.
Boy, shut the hell up.
No cap.
All right, next topic. Little question, whatever.
All right. So, Age has been wanting to talk about this for the longest. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Who's the real king of the jungle?
Let's get this shit going. All right, so what that question means, the real king of the jungle. Do you guys know the, you know, quote-unquote king of the jungle as of right now?
Lion.
Tarzan?
What?
Be real. It's a lion, right?
Yeah.
It's a lion, right? All right, so there are a plethora of animals inside the jungle. Am I not wrong?
Oh, you're talking about an actual jungle?
Just
I don't know, yeah.
What are you just talking about, like, general, like, wild animals?
Yeah, wildlife.
The animal kingdom.
Okay.
King, the quote unquote king of the animal kingdom or in the jungle or whatever is a lion as of right now. Or that's what people say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, who do you think the real king is? Like, fucking.
I totally agree. Lions, cheetahs. Like, same category.
So it's a cat. So it's a cat type shit, right?
Yes.
Cats are very devious. Before we get into like any of this and everything like that, what do you think the king of the jungle is? If you don't think it's a lion or anything like that.
Peep game. So. What you gotta do is you just gotta like look at, you know, past events or like really just you gotta look at how they act amongst each other type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, lions are. I mean, yeah, they look like a king. Got a big ass mane, walk around strutting and shit. You know, but they don't eat all the time. They be starving to death sometimes. If you a king, you gonna get it how you gonna get, and they don't be getting nothing like that. So. And that's just in my opinion that, you know, I don't really dig what I'm saying. I don't really think the king is a lion. In my opinion, it's a hippo.
What?
Cut the damn cameras. Wait a damn minute.
How'd that go to that, man?
That's what I'm saying.
Time out. How the hell you defend your case?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just get a hippo?
I understand it.
I think it's a hippo.
I understand.
Hippos be fucking shit up. Exactly.
But could I just say a shark?
You gotta think about it.
Is that not wildlife, technically?
I mean, but yeah, like...
That's aquatic mammals.
I guess.
We talking about the jungle.
Like, niggas that can vary for both. Like, you know, fuck around. Like, I could be like... Like, see, a hippo, it could be on dry land and wet land.
They do be doing damage.
And be fucking niggas up.
I don't know. I feel like a alligator fuck a hippo, man.
Alligators got dead by hippos. No, alligators get dead by hippos.
That video was funny.
Bro, because hippos, like, when you put hippos in a big-ass group, there's, like, really no stopping them.
All right, so
a hippo couldn't beat an elephant.
That's true.
Could it?
Oh, chill. Whoa.
A hippo couldn't beat an elephant. Because I'm thinking about weight. I'm thinking about weight and height. I'm not thinking about really... I wouldn't say that animals don't have, elephants don't have strength, but like bigger wise, elephant would probably.
So what if I was saying this? So all right, I feel like the type of animals will be better than other animals depending on like a pack.
Yeah.
A pack of lions will fuck anything up, really.
A pack of lions?
Yeah.
A pack of male lions.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that how it works? Like, that's how they get off.
Yeah, they usually come along in like packs and everything like that.
Usually, like, when I think of packs, I think of like wolves.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear it's not a pack. I swear, I think pack is when it's like a.
It's like.
Like canine type shit, right?
Mm-hmm. That's like a dog. Wolf.
Like, I know. Pack of, that's what I said. I know. Lions, I don't think you say that.
No, like, lions is like, that's like feline. That's a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying the word of multiple.
Oh, no, that's like, I swear, that's what they call like. Cats different, something different.
That's what I was trying to say.
That's what, because
I mean, well, my thing was
plethora.
What about the
feline?
What about the poison dart frog?
Poison dart frog,
ain't that like, it's like some weird sappy shit?
Yeah.
They're a frog, but like everything they touch, you're fucked.
Yeah. Oh man, that does sound pretty funny.
No,
that's just like
But go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just thought about caterpillars.
Oh yeah, the furrier
they are, the more venomous they are.
Oh, yeah. Chill, bro. Yeah, I used to put them things in my mouth.
Used to fuck them caterpillars up.
Yeah,
I used to.
Are you alive?
I didn't even know that until last week.
I ain't know that for late. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
You gotta like consume them? That.
No, like, it's just like.
Touching.
If you touch it, it's like. No.
Oh, man.
I heard like, for like some caterpillars, if you touch it, it'll fuck you up. Like, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But you know, caterpillars have multiple legs, so, but they're furry, so they can get your ass at any time. Especially if they're crawling on you.
It was weird because my old Vietnamese friends, they always got scared of caterpillars. I never understood why. Like, they told me if they crawled on you, like, for three times, you die.
What?
And I thought that was a myth. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know.
Like, to when I put a caterpillar on
it. No, like, they were literally scared of it. Like, you put it on a stick, they'll run the fuck away. And I was like, well, damn, I don't know.
How slow do you have to be to let a caterpillar?
Just like, let this shit.
I'm telling you three times.
Must be like,
me. What the hell?
It's on the second one.
It's on the second one. You wipe them off.
How do you not feel that nigga crawling on?
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you can't feel it. Like, it's this little. I think it's a little part on my head or something. I can't feel nothing. What? Like nothing at all. Like you touch me right now, I wouldn't be able to feel shit.
Don't tell nobody that. They go whack your ass. They go me.
Oh God! Hit me right in the fucking head.
But do you think what I said was true though? Poison dart frog.
Somewhat, but I feel like you gotta go about. Honestly, I feel like no offense to nobody, but I feel like y'all all wrong. I feel like the king of the jungle
is
a human.
Cut the damn camera.
You gotta think about it. We eat every day.
You gotta think about it.
We get water anyway.
But that's after we get in the group and cut their ass up. But if they was like alive and healthy. Like, you and a cheetah right now, who gonna win?
Straight hands
gonna tear your ass up.
Honestly, I'll fight
you
a
said, cheetah. You said, so straight hands?
I will fight a lot of animals in the jungle. All right, off-rip, animals I'll fight. Sorry, this is off-track, but honestly, I'll fight a lion. Any feline, I will fight you. No cap.
Oh, okay. My God. Fucked up. What?
I will fight an ostrich. Hippo, they got that.
Okay, ostriches are really fast.
They are fast.
I put that nigga in the chokehold, nigga.
I don't believe that.
I don't think
any animal in the chokehold, it's done. It's case. As long as your grip is like that, it's
case. I beg to fucking differ. What if the animal ain't got no neck? What you gonna do with an alligator?
Fucking.
You gonna choke him out?
A snapping turtle. You want a snapping turtle. Who gonna win?
I'm gonna throw that motherfucker.
Cause it's not gonna be you.
I'm gonna throw that motherfucker.
I don't know. Snapping turtles be losing every day.
Snapping turtles
are
fast
though. They be losing to the roads.
I'm gonna kick that nigga on his back.
Snapping turtles are demonic as hell.
Oh yeah, nah.
Them motherfuckers. Who's that video? I saw a video.
With the apple.
Fast.
Yeah, it's like.
Them motherfuckers. They like extend their necks. OD.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers like when they snap, that shit fast. That's.
Couldn't do it, man.
I seen a turtle run before. Them niggas be faking.
Wait, who'd you say it was?
What?
A human.
Human, yeah.
But I thought we were talking about one-on-one, though.
A one-on-one? Oh, we talking about one? Yeah.
A gorilla over a human?
That's a gorilla, nigga.
No, I was like, you give me one hit. That's what I said. You gotta let me hit him first.
You
let me get the first hit. I'm gonna do what I
gotta do. They put you punch a gorilla, though.
They put you 20 feet apart.
Right in his chin. You gotta charge. If I was to fight a kangaroo, I would win.
No.
Yeah, nah,
them kangaroos
they
are.
They be boxing.
They be bopping like hell. Like,
I ain't that built like.
They be ready to fight too.
I thought kangaroos was built like kangaroo jack type shit. No, I seen some. God, man. Australia, them niggas be fit. Give them niggas kangaroos.
Them niggas
steroids.
They
be fucking.
Me.
Come on, finish the set off. Come on, Mike. Finish the set.
Damn, remember that fight we were watching?
Talking about the two kangaroos?
Yeah.
Nigga, them niggas were
that big. Like
that's
her,
what
bro.
I'm talking about.
Them doors is big, bro.
They be taking them hits, though.
Especially if they fucking around and kick you in the stomach or something like that, bro.
You seen gorillas fight?
Yeah, yeah.
Gorillas fight like...
Yeah, they was fighting OD.
They fight like niggas. They
blocking and shit like that.
What? Run up, nigga. Just keep moving, bro. That should be funny as hell.
Shins all out and shit.
Oh, God.
But I'm still going with a human. It's my thing. My thing is that... I mean, if a gorilla got a gun,
did I not just like beat your case right there?
Yeah, you beat my case right there.
But you still gonna do human?
I'm still gonna do human, bro. Just because, like,
yeah.
I mean,
by your answer,
I don't got no argument behind it.
I mean, because like, you give a human a gun, what could stop it?
But that's give a gorilla a gun.
They gotta figure out how to work it. I don't got them sucking on the fucking barrel of the gun. All of a sudden, they brains everywhere. Look at them like, what the fuck can you do? Gave your dumb ass a gun, not you did.
That's fucked up. Oh my god.
Oh man. All right. Are you supposed to shower every day? I mean, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Are you talking about like generally humans? Because I mean, you do got some humans who like can't take showers every day.
I mean, like anybody, like you take showers every day.
Yeah,
I heard it's bad for your skin.
I heard it's bad for your skin. Too. Like, you gotta let your oils or something like that.
But I don't think it's showers. I think it's how hot the water is. Like steaming. Okay,
boiling fucking water.
Hot showers. I used to have this childhood friend. And she couldn't take showers every day because of, like, her skin.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it got too hot, she would break out in hives. So, like, man. She would take a shower, like, twice a week.
I thought you said she would, like, break down. Like her skin was just, like,
so oh, there's just like, hole in her fucking hand?
Oh, God, it's just, like, her. That's holes
like,
everywhere.
That would fuck me up if I saw some shit like that.
She's like, help.
That's not, but, I mean, I feel like in that case, then, yeah. But, I mean, I feel like, I mean, it's, I ain't no nasty nigga or nothing, but I feel like you don't have to take them every day. If you're doing, like, physical exercise, something like, you're exercising, period, you're sweating or anything like that.
If you're constantly sweating.
Right there. But, yeah, I mean, you're just sitting in the house, you know, doing house shit.
Like, if you're a bald man, I feel like a bald dude sweats every day just because.
Yeah, honestly, man.
Like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he has to take a shower.
I feel like that nigga has to shower.
You gotta call bald people out like that.
I'm just, It's about to be summertime. You know, your bean is always out. You know, the sun.
Especially because it's the summertime. Please wash your ass every day.
Hey, man, I've been balling lately, so yeah, please wash your taint.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely.
The places that don't see light for real. Get on it out there. Just.
Alright, so this was another thing, man. You're supposed to shave your gooch, right?
It depends. Like,
I go bald, but I was like, damn, I don't want to, I can't really get there, bro, and I don't want to put, like, a razor. Like,
okay,
I wanna...
question. Do y'all shave, like, are y'all, like, 100% comfortable with, like, shaving, like, all your pubic hair?
Yeah,
I go bald.
Ew, that's... okay, no. Hell.
I go Saitama. I mean, because
that is so weird.
What?
I got fucking two scrotal sacks with just straight skin.
Exactly, bro. I mean, because, like, I would...
baby nuts.
Baby nuts,
nigga.
But, I mean, I would feel kind of weird. Like, I'd be trying to get into all the crevices. Like, I want to completely...
I really do.
I don't want to have to call, like, AJ. I'd be like, bro, my nigga, can you shave my gooch?
Because I don't want to have to, like, bend like, over, spread my cheeks type shit.
It's not gay.
Would you do it?
No.
I mean, if he paid you.
If I paid you, I give you like...
No, he only gives...
I'll do it for free if I can wax it.
All right, I'll let you do that. I get a whole wax, bro.
I always wanted to, like, I feel like that shit hurt.
Yeah, I always wanted to get
I feel like he's gonna put it on your balls too.
Oh,
man.
Dude, that's so put on the back one, of my balls.
I'm gonna put like one big ass strip. Just going.
Oh,
ooh, just like that. I need the
tampon
compress too. Like, I need to, like, booty crack and everything. Just. Rip all this stuff off.
What if it was an accident, though?
Oh,
like, he put it on there, but he's like, bro, I gotta take it off.
When your nuts come off?
Oh.
just come out
there. I'm like, damn, bro, it feels smooth as I don't know what down there.
What the fuck? Nigga, ain't shit down there. Came with the thing.
Just on the thing. Like,
it's like,
oh,
damn.
Oh, man.
Damn, what?
Nigga, nuts gone. That shit crazy.
Nah.
So why do you feel like you think it's nasty to men shave or everything?
I don't think it's not nasty, because I understand people's perspective as to why they want to go, like, completely bald. Like, guys, I can't. What? I think that's so weird. Like, I don't want to look at your dick and, like, it's nothing. It's no hair. It's no hair. I just think that's weird. Like, it don't have to be, like, extremely, like, hairy. That's just, like, for girls.
I want to have it to where it's like, I have hair all over my body. So,
well, you,
like,
braid it.
I mean, I would like.
Game. So, like, I got all, like, that's a lot of hair. No, all right, so here's the thing. All right, so I want to, like, just be at, like, I don't know, like, somewhere where I got to weigh in. And, like, I got, like, drawers on, right? It's just straight boxer briefs. Like, I got hair all on my legs, all on my arms, my chest and shit. But when I take off my drawers, it's, like, bald. So it look like the pigments and the shades is different. So it's like I'm different shades.
Oh, man.
Type shit.
Different shades of nigga.
Exactly. Different shades of nigga.
That's crazy. I mean, if I had some stylist, like, if I could hit the Tina Trump, I would do it. Do the little line. I have something there. But, I mean, I ain't got no, I don't have a styling.
I mean, the hair on your stomach, happy true. I keep that. I usually keep that.
Though. Yeah, I keep my head. No, I think that's so weird. I don't know. It's like, okay, for females, like, you got a lot of females who want to go, like, completely bald, like, every single day, even though that's not really, like, good for you. And then you got people who want to be hairy. Like, they don't want to shave. Like, I'm not going to say that I'm not comfortable with, like, females having, like, a bush. Because, like, that's just not... I think you should tame it. Like, you don't got to be bald, but tame it.
Tame that motherfucker, bro.
Like, you can have, like, little, like, speckles and shit, but, like, I don't want to see you and it's completely nothing there, like, no hair at all.
Fuck with y'all talking about Caillou.
Oop. Bald.
You know what?
I'm not even gonna say. I mean, I'm more of a bald nigga too, no cap. I ain't even gonna cap with you. But I don't mind a little. I mean, that you know, that gives a lot of character to it, you know?
The thing that really bothers me is just when you grow back to that stage.
Yeah.
The talking about those little
sprite
like,
hairs. Yeah. And stuff like that. You cutting like, your fingers and shit, touching
like a girl. When I shave everything, your stubble comes up, I be like, I feel like a
bitch. I do. I feel like I do be feeling like a female a little bit. I be touching and stuff like that. It feels weird.
I hate you.
They do be like, man, it's still weird. What the hell? Man. Oh, yeah. But since we're talking about that, shaving everything like that, we got to get into these gender biases, man. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I feel like I should be able to go
double standard. That's what it is.
Dang.
Like male and female double standards type shit. Like,
oh, we finna talk about double standards.
Oh yeah,
most definitely.
Get in there.
Yeah, what's up with it? All right, who got a good one?
Double standards.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
How could girls have their period, but boys can't?
No. Men have a period.
Are
I have my
bleeding out your dick. I'm just playing. That's not how I'm. Seek help.
Yeah.
Please.
I feel like some people would just, if you bleed on a regular, it's like, oh, it's a regular thing. It happens like every other week and shit. I'm like,
I ain't gonna care what you.
Oh my nigga, what?
I feel like men do get on their period though. Like we have little moods we'll get in.
Mm-hmm. So wait, is that what you were saying? Like about that?
What you mean?
So, like, how can females get periods and we don't?
Oh, no, I was just playing when I said
oh,
that.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was just playing when I said that. No, yeah, I'm just, no, like
I was talking about the male periods, that's a conversation for another day. Because men do get periods.
I don't believe it.
No, we do.
We do.
And I'm telling you, you won't know that you're doing it. Like, females, and, like, I feel like they don't know what they're doing. Like, they're, like, just crazy tones and stuff like that. They don't know that they're yelling at you.
They know.
But
do that shit on purpose.
Maybe doing it too sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd be like, man, you don't feel like hearing that shit. You're like, man, what the fuck? Like, just it just irritated as fuck for some
you
reason.
You just be like, oh, and then you just, well, nah, that's not funny.
Man.
I feel like sometimes males have their day. AJ, go to hell. I feel like
no,
males.
Oh, that wasn't directed towards you. I'm just,
no, I was laughing. He was like,
oh. Oh, my God.
Nigga said that wasn't funny.
What were you about to say though?
Okay. Shit. What was I about to say?
Fucking. All right. So the fucking.
Oh. Okay. Double standards. Yeah, double standards. Okay. So I just feel as if guys, like y'all, are totally aware of what y'all are doing when y'all have y'all mood swings, like. Y'all pick and choose when y'all want to like throw y'all attitude on a female. Like, okay, let's say perfect example, since we're talking about bleeding and shit, periods. When a female has a period, I wouldn't say all females, because I personally cannot relate to this, but I don't have mood swings. Like, I'm perfectly aware of what's going on when a female is on her period. Like, I'm not like, okay, this is my perfect opportunity to put my bitchy attitude on you. Or something like that. Like, I'm totally aware. And I feel like when guys go off, they're aware of what's going on. Just like females are aware of what's going on.
No. I mean, sometimes it's like,
sometimes I'd be mad and I don't know why I'm mad.
Yeah, sometimes you're mad you don't know why. But a lot of times it's like out of body type shit. Like, you'll start to type or something like that. You starting to like spaz or something like that. And you kind of feel like you're looking at yourself texting or something like that. Like some rage shit.
I feel like I got like fucking depression. I'm playing. Nah, it's like, I be getting mad at like nothing. Like, I fuck around.
Is that like normal though? I feel like it kind
of
is. Though.
A lot of
like,
people.
Okay.
I get mad at.
Yeah,
like nothing.
We can talk about this because I feel like some people. I wouldn't say that I don't like it because I don't really know like their reason behind it. But I don't associate myself with friends who like wake up angry.
Yeah, no.
If that makes sense, like I just don't like the fact that.
If
you know, I can, yeah, like you're
negative,
always
negative.
Like,
you're a negative
like I understand, like, people
like
have, like, mm-hmm. you know, some people live better than others, but it's a simple fact that, like, you know, if you're around good energy, then, like, why would you want to,
of course,
yeah, why would you want to be angry?
Exactly.
That's what that's
something else.
Yeah, but, like, that's basically, like, I feel the same way about that. It's like, if you wake up and just, like, I don't know. You just want to be negative. You want to ruin somebody's life, or you just want to fuck around, just like, I don't know, do some fuck shit.
Are you just like, just so like, you know, that's just how you feel type shit.
But I feel like every day it's an opportunity for you to like have a positive day.
You, like, you make the day what you make. You can't let anybody
but I ain't gonna hold you. So
you gotta look at it like this. Like, everybody has the same 24 hours. It just all depends what you do.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to say, but like, you think something has to make you mad for you just to be mad? Or like, you just wake up. I mean,
some people just pissed off the fucking world, man, or like situation they're in. But my thing, you're pissed off in the situation you're in, why not try to make an effort to try to get yourself out of it?
Yeah, I think I'm more referring to like every day, because sometimes, you know, you have those days where like you go to sleep pissed off and somebody pissed you off, and you wake up and be like, damn, like, I'm still mad. I'm still thinking about that shit.
I always make it my personal mission not to go to sleep mad, but sometimes when you have like something planned for the next day that you don't want to do, like back when school would just first start, like not first start, work. But like halfway through their work, anything like, damn, I got to do that today type shit. Like, fuck.
Damn, we used to go to school.
I think that's
school,
like going into like, that's always me for like winter break. Like, you know, first year, you know, you're about to go into the new year, so you be like, damn, like, and then it's when all that workload starts piling up, and it's be like, I just be mad all that damn month until it's time for break. Come back from break, I'm a brand new person.
Y'all had it way worse than we did, though. Like, honestly, I swear to God, I was way not worse. I was only in school for like maybe like 65% of the time. I wasn't in school like that.
Nah, they was on
still
was
making
ass.
Good grades, but I was not in school like that.
They was on my ass.
Oh, y'all, we fucked it up for y'all.
We ain't got no senior year no more, but fuck it, they was. Oh, you missed. Say, man. You missed 2 hours of a class.
Oh, you making that shit up?
You gotta make that shit up immediately, or you will not graduate.
I had 36 hours that I need to make up. Didn't make up none.
Oh man, just school is just fucking crazy, man.
I hated high school, man.
They put a sign in front of my yard.
Yeah, I took that shit off my yard because I didn't want people to know.
Yeah, I'm on the east side. I'm gonna set that shit up too. Niggas from Dudley
like,
pull it like.
I heard my dog barking, and I was like, what the hell? Looked outside, and I was like, Went outside, checked the mail, took it off.
This is a stranger.
This shit in my room. My mom was like, when did that come from? I was like, just now. She's like, okay.
Amen.
No questions.
Damn. I swear, I feel like my whole year would have changed if I just had that senior pass, man. I feel like I wouldn't have went to all my classes.
What are you telling, bro?
I'd have walked that whole
my
thing.
My senior year. And how was your senior year?
Drama.
I had the senior year of somebody in World War II.
Man, fuck my senior year, bro. I ain't even gonna cap, bro.
My senior year was eventful. Even though it got cut short, it was really eventful.
I mean, y'all didn't do the senior cookout, man.
Then we didn't do shit, bro. We couldn't do the senior prank.
Senior breakfast. Senior walk.
We did the senior breakfast. I got a Chick-fil-A card. Bread. That was cool.
A Chick-fil-A card.
Yeah, it was like,
I swear, we only got biscuits from
$5. Man, that's I eat niggas give gift cards.
Actually, like no, it was
$5.
It was like $7. It was like $7. Let me not cap that because they did bless a little bit. It was like a little meal.
Wait, did everybody get that?
No, it was just like they were like doing little raffles and shit.
Okay, what was like a highlight of y'all senior year?
Senior was fucking terrible.
I wasn't there, so I couldn't.
Are you talking about like the school senior year or like you like, personally like everything
either one like something like senior year that like you will remember like oh yeah I did that shit senior year
that was fun.
Damn.
It don't matter. Like mine is when I got suspended for alcohol. Oh, and that was so crazy because I wasn't oh my god
she was you drunk. Were drunk
she was drunk as hell on school property.
I wasn't even supposed I got in trouble because I was guilty by association.
So was somebody posting or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But I wasn't at it wasn't at school, it was at my house.
Dang, I don't even remember.
But the two girls that came to my house, they went back to school. I didn't go to school that whole day. Yeah, I didn't go to school that whole day.
Oh.
And then the two girls went back to school, put themselves on Snap. Somebody randomly, like we still don't know who it is, screen recorded it off her Snap, sent it to Principal Nagley.
She got the snitching.
Nah, bro, niggas do that, bro. Like,
yeah, like emailed it to him and was like, "Oh, I thought you should just know what your students at so and so are doing."
Only the bad kids know about this one. When they take you to the principal office and they put on that big ass TV, the fucking screenshots and the email and shit.
That's what killed me. But the next day, I got in trouble the day after it happened. Because when they called us, we were at McDonald's. This is during lunch. So we were at McDonald's getting food. You know, we're seeing so we can go off campus. Came back. They was like, oh, Nagley's looking for you. I was like, okay.
Damn. Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly
how came in there. Exactly how the first thing he said was, how do you like my new TV? I said, I love it. I was like, I love it. He was like, sitting in the chairs, showed me the video. I was like, damn.
He showed the video.
Yeah, he showed us the video. He was like, bro, I'm fucking with her, girl. In the video was like, oh my God, I'm drunk as fuck. So him and Mr. Hill are mocking me like, oh my God, I'm drunk as fuck. He was like, you want me to play it again? I was like, nah, I'm straight.
Bro,
I'm straight. He was like, so who want to talk first? I was like, damn.
These niggas savages.
Bro, they would do like, all right, so basically, I'm kind of off track, I think. I don't know, I forgot who he was talking about for it. But like, I remember this one time, this nigga tried to press me in the hallway, whatever, you know, some shit happened. Anyway, so later on that day, they called me and Brett to the office. It was Hill, Nagley, me, and bro sitting right across him.
Damn.
So me, I'm chilling. Like, I ain't never been pressed. He mad as fuck. He sitting in the chair like, you know, they talking, whatever. You know, they was like, it was about a girl. I ain't even gonna cap. It was about a girl. So bro was like, damn, what the fuck? They said some funny shit. They was like, if y'all friends find out y'all fighting about a girl, y'all going to. And they were saying some funny. I can't really get too much in detail. I just realized that, but it was a funny experience. That's all
I just think the funniest part about that was, after we realized we were getting trouble for the alcohol, and then them coming back to school, Mr. Hill made me read the handbook.
Oh man!
It was like, what'd that say? Oh, that's alcohol, right? How many days? All right. I was like, oh, trying to be funny.
I ain't gonna cap with you.
Damn, I'm just trying to remember anything, bro.
Yeah, dude, my senior year was a fucking. I don't know if it. I feel like it's not because it was so long ago, but nigga, I just think I really like pushed senior year in the back of my head, bro. I hated senior year, man.
Like, what did we do that was crazy?
Did y'all go to like any like parties, festas?
Oh
no, yeah, that was summer.
No, that was senior year.
What? That was senior
year? The Banger Squad?
Banger Squad.
That was all
senior
year.
The one that got canceled?
I'm talking about all of them. That was our senior year.
I didn't go to any crazy
parties.
Didn't
y'all throw a party your senior year?
I don't think so.
Oh, you talking about the mad shit?
Oh, the mad shit. That's something different. No, what was it? I remember the one on my birthday. That's it. That's all I remember. That was me. What was that? Me turning 20? 21. No, I ain't turned 21 yet.
I don't know.
I'm fucking tripping. I told you, that's how far senior year was back in my head. I don't remember. I don't remember too much from it. It's not that I probably did have some good moments. I just don't remember it.
I mean, I got like, I guess what senior year has done for me this year. I mean, I got like a set base of friends. I can say that, like,
yeah,
niggas I fuck with. I know I'm gonna be fucking with for a minute. Uh-huh. That shit.
I think that probably was the only good thing about being in high school.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, my senior year, I know my ride or dies.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew that before my senior year, though.
Honestly, no cap. Like, you know, I guess that's what really school has taught me in general. It's like people going, either they're going to fuck with you in the long run, or they just going up and leave.
But it's like, I don't know. Because, I mean, I just know who my friends are, who they're not. Like, the same friends that I have, like, right now, like, still standing. They've been my friends since 8th grade.
Yeah,
like, we've been known each other. Like, we just built off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, it's okay if, you know, I have, like, walk in, like, junior year or sophomore year and be like, hey, this is my new friend. Like, you know, they still my friends, but mm-hmm. I just know, and they know, they'll never be as close as my old friends because I didn't build with them. But.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I didn't make some new friends. Reunited with some friends.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, though, because, I mean, like, that's kind of a thing right there. I mean... I don't really use it as once you in the dust, like you in the dust, I forget about you and stuff like that. Because it's still friends that I kind of want to, you know, rekindle that friendship with.
Now, there is a couple people in my past that I do like.
Like, I'd be like, damn. Like, but I mean, they just went on.
Some niggas just be going like, ghost.
Different shit, man.
They be acting different. And like.
But you know, like when we get on breaks and it'd be like, oh, perfect example. When you get sick, you know, when you were young, you used to get sick, you'd be like, okay, none of my friends checked up on me, or I see who your friends are. Like,
depressed.
Even though I've never been in a position, like, that's how people are acting now. Like, okay, it's quarantine. If they don't text you, what the hell else are they doing? And it's just like, I can't say that.
No, I can't say that. I'll be chilling.
Because I know, like, if I was to talk to my friends, like, if I was to call, like, one of my homegirls I ain't talked to, like, all month. Or like weeks, like we'll catch up like nothing happened.
Yeah.
But like she knows and I knows that we don't want to talk every day.
Mm-hmm. That's true as hell. That's crazy.
You know, usually when I was talking to my friends, we usually would like link up.
Yep. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
That should be that, but hey.
I guess we about to hop into the last little segment since we are like an hour and something in. God damn.
I didn't know.
You already know the old one. About damn. To do scenarios.
Who can go first? Who can go first?
Now I feel like mine isn't good, though.
Mine isn't that good.
I'm going to set the tone.
Go ahead.
All right, so boom. So,
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to settle the ice. So you say we're doing scenarios, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
Set the scene for y'all. At a rundown motel.
Oh, shit.
You wake up, drowsy as hell, like, damn, what the fuck going on? You wake up in a tub full of ice. But it's before Bruh's taking your organs.
Oh, man.
So you hear him in the other room, like, yeah, I got him. He's knocked out in the bathtub right now. He's like, all right, so you need his kidney, his lung, and his appendix type shit. I said it right?
Take my life, fuck it.
And I, like, so you hear this. So you got, like, you can hear the conversations wrapping up on the phone. So you got, like, a couple seconds to, like, figure out your next move, like, as soon as he comes inside. Because he know he's going to have a weapon because he has to cut inside of you type shit. So you got to look around. It was at your disposal. So I'm not going to just.
I'm hoping that the knife is already in the bathroom because I'm going to shank that ass. As soon as I see you, I'm going to. You're not going to have a chance.
So what do you do? Like, what do you do in that situation type shit? Like,
first, I'm going to panic. 10 seconds. What? I give myself 10 seconds to panic. Like, you got 10 seconds to be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, oh my God. And then you be like, wait, bitch, you about to die. Think. Calm down. Just think. See a knife? God forbid I ever have to kill anybody, but I'm going to shank that ass. You going to die today.
Damn, bro,
ain't no way you taking my damn organs.
God put your life in my hands. That's how it is.
Hey, man, say, man. You know what? I mean, the first thing you should always do, I mean, the thing they always taught us is assess the situation.
Yeah.
Look at your surroundings.
That's what I'm saying. Look, like,
look at my surroundings. I'm like, all right, so this right here.
But you said we in the bathroom, right? So we like, up in the bathroom.
It's in a motel.
Is the door closed?
The door is closed. Yeah, you can hear him in the other room type shit. So, yeah, no, it's closed. So you're in there by yourself. So he can't see you. So, like, you have, like, you can move around, look what's in, at, like, in your disposal and shit. And you gotta, like, think about your next moves as he's, like, when he comes in type shit.
I was just thinking about some cartoon shit. Like, hiding on the door so when he opens it, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I'm thinking if I'm in a movie, like, I'm gonna just wait till he get really close to me, take the knife, boom.
That's what I'm saying.
I push him, make sure he run into something, probably, like, stomp his ass a couple times, start running. But no.
I'm stabbing.
Damn, now that I'm thinking about it, if you're really, like, in there, like, you're probably going to be naked.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. All right, what? So I was thinking that I got weird feet. Like, my feet get real slippery when I, like, in the tub. just, like, fall and hit my head on the ground. every time I'm in a shower or something like that, bro, I'd be slipping like a motherfucker, bro. You'd be thinking I have socks on in the tub.
You really going to tell people that?
Like, I'm telling you, like, you snuck up on me, and I'm like, oh, and I'm dead, bro.
Damn, bro.
So I'm going to hop out of that bitch. I'm like, oh. And be out there, like, oh, and then he come in, like, you motherfucker.
Because you're in a bathtub full of ice, so if you move, he gonna hear you.
Damn.
Oh,
he's trying to preserve your butt. Okay.
Wait, hold on. What's that? You going to the bathroom real fast? What the fuck you doing? What a club.
What's the fucking shit off of Call of Duty? Mission failed. We get him next time.
So I was saying, like, if I do get the opportunity, should I kill him?
Yeah.
You should.
Man was about to harvest your organs, man.
Right. I mean,
this had to be somebody you trusted too, man. There's nobody. They're not just gonna pick you where they can pick you.
Oh God, it's like you at a bar or some shit, now, you know.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen 12 Years a Slave?
You got a slice of dice.
Yeah, they. Well, no. He did. He thought he knew those niggas. He thought they were gonna take him to there and, like, let them perform and shit, get this bread. Nah, but they kidnapped.
I mean,
they
all started the same, bro. They were at a bar.
Hey, man, say
he
man.
Was like.
Oh, yeah, I heard you play the fiddle. Yeah, man, I play pretty good, goddammit.
Bill Cosby and nigga drink.
It's like, they did drug him.
Yeah,
damn.
No.
They got this nigga to perform and everything. That's the fucked up part. They got this nigga performing, like, yeah, man, you killed this shit tonight, man. Yeah, bro, I know. Like, man, here this drink, bro. Here's a little celebration drink. Slipped something to drink. Nigga was gone, bro. Woke up a slave, my nigga.
Who? Wait, what's going on?
12 Years a Slave?
You never seen that movie?
Oh, that movie's crazy. Tweaked out.
I ain't know that y'all see it.
I thought we was talking about Bill Cosby, no cap.
Yeah,
what did he do?
Nah, because I was like, that's how some niggas be doing. They be Bill Cosby and niggas drinks and shit.
Hey, man, say, man. They be crazy niggas like to sprinkle stuff in people's drink. Like, what, if you see that in person, what you gonna do?
I mean, that nigga with the meanest right hook in his life, he's like, so how we get out of here? He's like, I don't know.
Take a sip.
I was actually at the counter.
What you about to say? The
what if it was like you saw someone, but it was like The Rock doing that?
The Rock out of, oh man, the Rock out here putting shit in people's drinks.
He look around, he look at you, he seeing you.
Oh, he does the eyebrow thing.
He does the eyebrow.
Chill out. You do the eyebrow thing, bro. I'm like, bro.
I'm like, bro. You got it. I'm like, I'm gonna leave. I don't even want to smoke, man.
Whatever he got going on, bro. That's what he got going on, man. Damn, probably going next.
I guess, but I feel like I didn't really put my.
I didn't really put my all into this one. It's kind of. If I would have had a day to think about it, I would have got y'all.
Yeah, we did all this shit right. In one day.
I don't know why. It's not really crazy. I was like, so what if you were drunk with. Four people in the car, right?
Yep.
You were driving. I don't know. You're trying to get home. You don't know where the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You get pulled over, right?
Yeah.
The person beside you, he's off the shrooms, bro.
He's like tripping?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then your other friend's off coke. And you got like a 15-year-old dude with no driving experience.
And he's driving a car?
No, he's just in the back. You're getting pulled over. You're getting pulled over. You don't have like a couple seconds to think.
Wait, are you drunk yourself?
Yeah, you're the one driving.
Oh, what the fuck?
Man, damn. Look,
bro. What's going on,
y'all
there?
Niggas, fuck hey, it. Off rip, y'all niggas better buckle up.
I'm not going.
Nigga, whoa, what?
You're lying. Yeah.
Y'all niggas better buckle up. I'm not going.
You're not.
Do it a car booth?
Let's see.
Do it smell like a substance or something like that? If it don't, I'm chilling. You know, I'm like.
If it don't, saying, keep it cool. Lay that's low, lay keep low, it cool. Lay low.
Niggas start mushrooms, start like trying to bite his shoulder and shit.
Fuck you, first round. Just lean over, sir. I'm off some shrooms. Nigga back there off coke. This nigga drunk as hell. I'm like,
hey man, but I mean, hey man, honestly, ain't never hurt nobody, bro. At least he being real with it. We ain't in too much trouble.
Would you not get the dude to switch seats with you?
The 15-year-old,
but he ain't got no license.
I mean, you're drunk, bro. But what's worse?
Oh man, damn! You will get your license took away then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what you doing, man? Get the dude off shrooms?
Well, first of all, man, yeah, people keep trying to like. All right, so I be seeing this in movies all the time. Like, I don't see how niggas be switching seats that fucking fast. Like, right here. I couldn't do it, bro, because I don't think I can move fast enough.
What?
I'm a big man.
AJ do be moving, bro.
I move fast as hell.
Yeah, he do be hopping. Because this nigga fucking buck wild hopping in the seats and shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna wrap around. Nah, that's too much moving. I'm about to just hop right over. Like, I'm going to get, honestly, my honest opinion, I'm getting to do this off coke to get in the pass, and then I'm getting a driver.
That would make sense.
His eyes dilated as hell.
See, that nigga's probably gonna be focused. All the pants.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to take
that. Everybody that be on coke in movies really do be focused.
Just moving through a straight line and shit.
They be
moving fast
they
and shit.
They just like fucked up. They just like, hey man.
Shit,
look.
Fuck it.
Hey man, say man.
Damn, I always wanted to say this too. You think you'd pass a, what is it called? A sobriety? Yeah.
I'm 110% sure I would.
I have.
That's what niggas say today. They can't say the alphabet backwards.
Like, who can do that?
I'm like, I cannot say my alphabet backwards unless I see the letters.
I'm like, sir, can you do me a favor? If you could do that, I'll do it right after you. No cap.
You like Z?
You do it like one time. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Bro, you've been practicing that, bro. You've been practicing that.
What is it? ZYW? Oh wait.
No, it's not
like
ZYW. It's like ZYX.
He's like, now you're going to jail. Like,
nope. Yeah, the cuffs on him.
Go ahead and put your damn hands behind your back.
The system is broken. Who does that?
Fuck. I don't even have normal balance on the regular, though.
Yeah, so I was like, if you're like, a klutz in general, I feel like it would be kind of fucked up to put you through a sobriety test.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm like, bro, real talk, I don't have a really high sense of gravity or like that. I don't have very good balance. I'm fucked up. I'm not going to pass.
I'm naturally clumsy, sir.
I'm naturally clumsy. I'm not going to pass.
I'm going to fall on my face. Just missed the whole line.
Just fall on your fucking face. Damn. What, y'all already talked about what y'all was doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get the dude off the coke. Cocaina to get in the front.
Cocaina. No flour.
I'm just going to try my best.
What if the 15-year-old, like, they do let him? They're like, all right, just get home safe.
I'm like, hey, man. Say, man. Well, I mean, was I driving good in the first place?
What does he look like?
Nah, bro. I'm telling you, you don't know where the fuck you are, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Never mind then. Yeah. I'll go 15-year-old, man. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't even get going, then, if I don't know where I'm at.
The officer said,
well,
if you come to the window broken tail lock. If you come to the window like that, I might as well, like,
man, shit. We're all niggas in the car, too. Well.
Oh, we look in the car and shit.
A bunch of niggas.
Uno, dos, tres.
So, at that point, you would just drive off, though?
Well, I'm like,
Oh, I'm like, y'all niggas better buckle up, bro.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, put your seatbelts on. We ain't getting out of this one.
They be drilling niggas.
Yeah, nah, they be getting niggas gone.
Niggas gone for real.
What you doing in that situation?
Shit.
Like a like a racist type of thing?
You
said that?
No, nah, like. Bro, the fucking
the normal situation
right. with the coke shit. Man, that nigga, that cop racist nigga, you might as well.
You might as well take whatever you're in.
Don't let him have a bad day, because everybody going down.
Man, chicken was undercooked. Fucking wasn't seasoned enough either, man.
You get out the car mad as hell. He's in the car, man.
Like, you hear the door slam, it's raps, bro. There's no.
But you see him like slamming with the one hand, like,
dude, it's hard as fuck.
You see him pacing, pacing fast.
Already got his hand on his gun, bro.
I'm like, whoa, I'm looking at my hands. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with you?
You know, the biggest nigga in that car is getting shot.
Honestly.
That's what I said. I always try to make sure I'm riding around with a Thad. No cap.
Yeah, honestly. Big boy.
That is true. Damn.
I'm gonna get a big 6 foot.
This is fucked up though.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro, they gonna go for the biggest nigga, bro. And he could be in a passenger seat, man. Bro, what, I ain't even do nothing. He's charging at me.
I got my seatbelt on.
Damn, but I guess I'm gonna say my driest one, man. It's pretty dry. Not gonna cap with you. All right, you're in the jungle. you guys been in there for a week. Your clothes been getting torn off. He's been running everywhere and everything like that. So you guys barely got any clothes on. You guys are, you with three of your homeboys, man. Y'all are pretty weak and frail right now. Mm-hmm. Y'all are going into, like, kind of like a murky pond trying to cross through it. All of a sudden, a snake bites both your friends.
Damn, that snake moving fast.
Venomous snake, like one of the most poisonous snakes. Where the snake first bites your first friend, in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like right there near the hole,
like near the hole. Okay.
And then he bites your other friend on the meat, bro. Oh. Only way you can get that venom out is if you suck. Get it out.
How close is these friends?
They're pretty close.
I mean, they gotta this, do this my rock
like,
dies.
It's like Josh and Ben.
Fuck.
Okay.
No. AJ, Josh and Dallas.
I know you gonna do that because that's your rock dies.
That's his dick, bro.
Alright, but what if I'm comfortable with my sexual?
I was about to say that's just like saying
sucking dick, letting like your parents die.
I mean, that's like, but you gotta think. You say he got bit like directly on his ass. That means I gotta spray bro cheeks.
Yeah, you gotta
like,
spray
suck the venom out. Like,
but would it be fucked up if I was like, just let him die, man?
Hey, that's pretty fucked up, man.
Like, I don't want to let my like, friends die, but it's
I'm
just like...
Oh, man, I got bit too. Fuck.
Hey, come on, get over here, bro. I'm gonna suck you.
It's like, I can't get over
here. Yeah, what if they said they're like, they'll do it for you, bro.
Like, bro, just suck me, man. Just suck me. I'm too weak. I can't suck him. It's like, man, fuck.
It's like, what you mean?
What you mean, bro?
That must be a venomous ass.
I mean, like I said before, bro, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, so I do what I got to do, man. I'm riding for my niggas. No homo.
Damn, but what if they said, like, before, he was like, bro, I got AIDS.
I guess you're going to die.
You're going to die.
Double time.
Two times.
Fuck around. So what y'all doing?
He got AIDS.
No, we ain't talking about AIDS. We're talking about my situation.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to help my friend.
Which one?
I feel like
do you have the tools, or you just gotta be like which friend you gonna help?
Oh, you gotta do both of them, man. You gotta do both of them.
Right. I mean, that's my brothers. Let me think of my brothers and shit.
Okay, I just hope these niggas don't make like no moaning sounds. You know, these niggas ain't had no button.
Just make it quick.
Because they're like, all right, so that, I mentioned this is like it was on the tip.
Oh,
he's
like,
whoa,
he's whoa, like, he died. Oh, he's man, like,
don't touch me, don't touch me.
Like, come on, bro. Like, bro, get it out, please, man.
Get that shit out of there, man. Get that shit out.
I just couldn't imagine. I was like, bro, don't look at me while I'm doing it, bro.
That nigga getting hard, bro. Like, what are you doing, bro? Bro, I'm trying to help you out. What the fuck is you doing, bro?
Bro, man, come on, bro. I see my girl in like weeks, bro. Come
on. We out here for fucking weeks, man. You can't help
me. I can't help you, bro.
It feel good.
It feel good, bro. It's like, bro, you doing it good. Just get it out, bro. Freddie, like, you over there got to spread the nigga's ass cheeks to get it out and stuff like that. And he's like,
he
oh,
look
shit.
You back at you, man.
Like, no, I could not take it, bro. This nigga,
like, oh, bite, hell
nigga
nah.
Out here biting his lip and shit. And,
It's like, yeah, you almost got it all. Just keep sucking, man. Keep sucking, man.
And that's what we ended there, bro. What the
fuck? That shit was ridiculous.
You got to threaten people after that. Tell anybody about this and I'm going to whoop your ass.
Bro. Y'all better not tell nobody
what
about this, bro.
What happened on this fucking island,
it's
bro.
Like, it's like, all, as soon as you're doing all that, bro, this big ass plane, like, hey, we found him. was like, bro,
I'm fucking like a big like, ass.
I think he's sucking his dick.
like they find you sucking.
Is
like,
he
like,
sucking?
It's like a noose too.
Got the fool like digging him out too.
Oh god, it's like live streaming everywhere.
Why
it's
you like? Like oh.
He got fucking snake venom and sperm on your lip.
Shit.
Spit out real quick.
It's news too.
Like, what if they use that? What if they use that picture and then like hero saves like look.
Hero saves two friends.
He said, no, you need his dicky hand. Bucky.
Like, they just blurred out a little bit.
Just like the fucking. Oh, man, AJ. Hey, AJ, wrap this up, bro. Wrap this up.
All right, that'll be.
You're retarded.
All right, That's another episode for the books, episode 12.
Yes, sir.
Thank you one more time for our special guest, Zari, you know, making, you know, round of applause. Thank you for coming out. Other than that, y'all be safe, 6 feet apart. You know, this is the best podcast in Greensboro, North Carolina, as of right now, dig what I'm saying. But, yeah, you know the vibes, y'all continue to stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Dig what I'm saying, yeah. Anything else?
Nah.
Y'all straight.
Nah. All
right, everybody.
Raw.
Raw. Oh, shit. Yeah, Raw is definitely out on all platforms. Still, y'all definitely go stream and listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that.
I think they already clicked off, man.
Damn. Y'all be good.